Welcome to our podcast, Sink or Swim.
Have you ever noticed that Sink or Swim is abbreviated SOS?
It's the podcast that we are putting together that is being very transparent about the changes in our life that was caused by COVID-19 and this global pandemic.
Sink or Swim, a long COVID long haulers podcast, SOS. Many of us are screaming SOS from the mountaintop, trying to find answers, trying to get people to understand. I'm Doug. I'm your co-host with Sink or Swim, a long COVID long haulers podcast. My co-host is my wife, Stacey. We are honored to bring you a series of interviews. Interviews with people from all around the world, from different professions, different experiences.
Hey world, here we are again. Another SOS interview. Stacey and I are excited to bring you Asher Milgram, PhD, scientist working on treatments for us.
The silver lining in all this is that there's a lot of research being done now to dysregulation of the immune system. So eventually you're going to come in contact with it. The reason I'm bringing this up is that you will eventually get COVID. Okay, now the long haulers, that's the problem.
Welcome back, world. We are going to pick up exactly where we left off in the last of these series of two. If you didn't catch the first one, go back and look at the last episode. Dr. Milgram covered EBU. You're going to want to hear it. So let's pick up exactly where we left off. Welcome, Dr. Milgram.
Start to lift in the middle of the first treatment often, and it is exhilarating to watch the lights go back on.
I'm sure when they hear you say that, or even some people in healthcare, I'm sure that they probably have in their mind that that's not real. That's not real stuff coming out of your blood. That's somehow fake. That's something that is just a sales pitch. You see what I'm saying? I've looked at everything. I know what you're saying. What is your answer if someone ever comes up to you and says that?
Well, can't argue with the results. That's what I say. You know, if there was a particular lab test that we could do before and after treatment that would actually show the difference in the health of the patient. You know, let's say somebody has a thyroid issue and you do a lab test, blood test, and they have low thyroid, and then you put them on some therapy and voila, you know, 2 months later, their thyroid, their, you know, the hormones back up to normal. Well, you can show before and after. There are no lab tests like that for long haul COVID or for COVID in general. And so the treatment of this particular ailment is a functional one. You go by, you know, how the person is doing, how they're feeling, how they're functioning. And has their brain fog gone away? Do they have energy? Are they feeling normal again? Do they have energy again? Are they still coughing up mucus? Are they, I mean, whichever organ system was hit by the long haul. And again, I explained it in the video, and I hope people watch it because I can get much more deeply into the science involved. The inflammation that goes along with long haul will hit different organ systems in different people. But some people, they get massive brain fog, and other people don't because it didn't affect their neurology or their brain. Some people get these terrible neuropathies and tingling in their limbs and pins and needles and numbness, and other people don't because it affected their peripheral neuropathy, but not somebody else. Someone else has horrible diarrhea. Someone else has constipation. I mean, it varies from person to person depending on which organ system became ischemic, became starved for oxygen because of the inflammatory nature of this disease. You know, we do post some testimonials, you know, just regular folks of all ages and sexes and walks of life to talk about their experience, you know, and those who are doubters who, you know, may not believe that either.
In essence, a lot of people have to understand that medicine and healthcare isn't just a science, also an art. And part of the art in this aspect that I heard you describing is what the patient's going to be able to turn around and say, I feel better. Here is where I feel. So it's not just objective, but it's also subjective. It is the patient being able to describe an improvement and something that's going on with them after the fact of the treatment. Does that sound fair to
that? That sounds fair, except it's you know, the word subjective, just like the word anecdotal, you know, has a bad connotation in medicine because they discount, the establishment will discount anything they consider anecdotal or subjective. So let me give you an example of a patient that walked into our clinic with diagnosed Parkinson's. And he had all the symptoms of Parkinson's, you know, shuffling, you know, walking extremely slowly, you know, I mean, a perfect case. But fortunately, and one of my colleagues saw him the week before and said, you know, you don't have Parkinson's, you have Lyme disease. So now they're coming to us for the treatments that we do, EBU, ozone, NAD, drips, things like that, that happened from the Lyme. And when his shuffling goes away, damn it, that's not subjective.
Yeah.
That's objective.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay? Very important. People who are sick, trust their body. Their body is telling them something. I don't feel good. Okay, and I've gone to here, there, and the other place, and they don't have a solution. And so here's another clinic. And mind you, I don't expect people to come to us. My God, you know, people in Pennsylvania, hopefully they can find somebody local to them that does these things. This podcast isn't about coming to us. There's too many of you and too few of us. And hopefully there's one of us near wherever you happen to be living, whoever's listening to this. So that's why I'm explaining what these things are, so you can...
Hey world, sinkorswimpod.com. You will be able to find what Dr. Milgram's office provided us, a list of providers in nearly every state showing what kind of treatments he's talking about here that are available in those clinics. Almost every state in the United States, you can see where the EBU treatments are. You can see where the other modality treatments are. So take a look, sinkorswimpod.com, sinkorswimpod.com.
Ask around. You can call around and see who does ozone therapy, see who does EBU therapy, apheresis therapy, you know, and then we'll get to the other modalities, I think, later in this conversation. And even if you can't get it all done, very few of these patients need all five of the modalities. Sometimes just one or two of them is enough to turn them around, and those two may be down the block from you. So very, very important that you trust your body. As long as the treatments are safe, you're not doing something weird and bizarre and unsafe, your body will tell you if it's working. And quite frankly, you know, we tell all our patients, even when we have labs from LabCorp, you know, blood work and other labs or x-rays or whatever else, because we do a lot of injections in joints for degenerated joint diseases, we don't treat the lab. We're not treating the x-ray. We're treating the patient. The only lab that matters is the lab the patient's living in. And if your body tells you you're getting better, you're getting better.
Preach it.
I again would say wow, because, well, here's what was going through my head as you were talking about that.
Hey friends, this is Stacy. Not only am I a co-host for the Sink or Swim Chronic COVID Syndrome, but I'm also the creator of a Facebook group called Frontline Nurses. Frontline Nurses is a global platform for nurses to unite from around the world to support each other while we battle this invisible enemy. If you're a nurse, please consider joining our group at Frontline Nurses.
I know I'm not unlike a lot of other people out there that will listen to this. There's not a lab that has been drawn on me that is out of the normal range. I mean, literally, there's 185 plus different lab tests. And
exactly.
A CMP is included in that. I'm not saying that the 24 or however many tests are in most of the CMPs. That's not part of the 185. I'm saying 185 different orders for lab has been performed on me. Not one of them. Okay, my cholesterol was slightly raised. Slightly. So they said, change your diet a little bit. But other than that, everything else was normal. Every radiology exam, brain MRI, all the way to whatever. I've had multiple radiology exams. Everything comes back normal. Literally, I'm just like a lot of these other people out there. Just give me a diagnosis. I don't even care if it's a life-ending diagnosis. Give me something so that we can do something. Okay, now that I've said all of that, I walk into your office. How do you do everything that you just said? The lab tells you it's negative. Mm-hmm. I have nothing to show you except what I can tell you.
Right. So for a person like you, I tell them, you know, if you want to bring your labs in, great, we'll stick them in your file, but I'm not going to read them, you know, because, you know, I may scan them just to see if there's anything that really jumps out. But you've already told me they're all normal and you can easily scan labs and see that, you know, that everything's falling in the normal range. So we'll sit down, we'll talk about what you've been going through. We'll really assess the extent of your symptoms, see which organ system has been hit the hardest. Again, it depends. Everyone everyone's a little bit different. And likely the first thing we're going to do is put you on the eBoo device, because if you have spike proteins floating around, we got to get them out. If you have microclots, we got to get them out. And like I said, even in the first eBoo treatment, we'll usually see changes, you know, very positive changes that are more than hopeful. They're real. I mean, the patient can feel it. Everyone in the room can see it. And when the lights go on, the person just wakes up. Again, there are five different modalities. If, let's say, after the third eBoo treatment, we don't get another significant change, and since eBoo is relatively expensive because those filters cost a lot of money, we may change from that point to just doing the ozone without the eBoo, which saves you the cost of the filter, to see if that has any additional positive effects. Again, it's a functional analysis, and perhaps in between those two things, again, it's an art. Physicians, we get a feeling sometimes, an intuition about what's next for a patient. And after you've treated, you know, 30,000 patients as we have, the intuition is really good sometimes. It surprises us. But we may take you straight to an IV therapy specifically for metabolic stimulation. Okay, back to the mitochondria. The mitochondria are unhappy because the spike proteins will penetrate cells and will penetrate and mess with your mitochondria. Your mitochondria don't function well. You may recall from high school, the TCA cycle or the Krebs cycle, which generates all those ATP molecules that you need for fuel. The spike proteins interfere with heme molecules of many types, and the cytochrome C that are inside that TCA, I know I'm getting way too technical, I'm sorry, they get disrupted by the spike protein. And so we need to energize your mitochondria. And there are simple vitamin drips with NAD or with poly-MVA, high concentrations of sodium ascorbate, which is a form of vitamin C, that will turn a person around very quickly. And these are inexpensive. They cost a couple hundred dollars. You know, these are not expensive therapies to do, and they could save your life. If your mitochondria are dying, you're dying. You know, we will try these things and see which one hits the mark. Okay. And again, there's no way to tell in advance. Fortunately, we get pretty good at, again, intuiting which way to go with most patients. You know, I think of the, God knows, I mean, we've treated so many. I think only one person needed all five modalities, but nobody else has. And so we'll figure you out, but we'll figure you out by seeing how your body responds to these various therapies, which are all healthy and good to do in their own right. You know, and what they're doing is giving your body the resources it needs to fight this battle. And your body will, if we give it what it needs.
Hi, this is Stacy. Nursing celebrated a milestone in 2020. It was called the Year of the Nurse, but it was also the year of the pandemic. So in honor of the Year of the Nurse, I created a t-shirt that quotes Florence Nightingale and her vision of nursing. Go to Frontline Nurse Facebook page to see the t-shirt that was created in honor of the Year of the Nurse. Thank you for joining.
Best way to find us, again, is the email address that you initially gave folks, which is amaskincare.com. We have a second URL, second email, and the email or web address, which is amaregenmed, okay, as in regenerative medicine. And as this talk is about integrative and regenerative medicine, that might be easier for people to remember, amaregenmed.com. Okay, now about the future of COVID. This is really important. We've treated over 1,500 people in the last year and a half with COVID. Every single one of them got better, by the way. Early treatment, it works. And the medications, the repurposed medications, which is common in medicine, 20% of all prescriptions written for any particular condition are actually medications that were not approved for that condition. They were approved for something else, and they are being used off-label or repurposed. The repurposed medications that you heard about early on, of which there was so much controversy, like hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, saved 1,500 people's lives, as far as I'm concerned, our own patients, and thousands and tens of thousands and millions of others around the world. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is that you will eventually get COVID. Period. There is no avoiding it. This is a coronavirus. The coronaviruses have been around forever. And once they find their way onto our planet, they never leave. So eventually you're going to come in contact with it. And hopefully you'll come in contact with a version of it like Omicron that for most people is no worse than a head cold. It's really very mild, and that will give you a natural immunity to it. The vaccines can never catch up with the rapidity with which these coronaviruses mutate. The vaccines will always be playing catch up. The only system that won't play catch up is your own immune system. So when you get it, and you treat yourself early with those repurposed medications, hallelujah, you are providing yourself with an immune support and an immune defense against the next variant and the next variant, et cetera, et cetera. They'll always be here. So just get used to living with it. There's no other choice. Okay, now, the long haulers, that's the problem. The long haulers, we barely understand what's going on with long haul. And I do recommend that you watch the video. Bottom line is, the long haul disease, as far as we can tell, and the silver lining in all this is that there's a lot of research being done now on these long haul illnesses like Lyme and COVID and perhaps some other ones, where we're finding out that it's a dysregulation of the immune system. Certain immune cells have gone haywire. Okay, and the immune cells, part of their normal function in dealing with an infection is an inflammatory response. The inflammatory response is what's used in part to kill an invader, to kill an invading virus or spirochete or bacterium or whatever it is. So if you have some of these cells that have gone nuts and don't shut off, you end up with systemic inflammation wherever these cells go. So if these cells go into your lungs are going to get inflamed. If they go into your kidneys are going to get inflamed. They bring the inflammation with them, and that's why the symptoms of people with long haul vary so much from person to person. It depends which of the organ systems got hit, which of the organ system has become inflamed. And when the organ system, the vasculature in that organ system becomes inflamed, blood flow is now restricted. It can't flow through that organ properly. And now the vital oxygen that that particular organ needs, and they all need it, is being restricted. And slowly but surely, you get tissue damage in that organ that can kill you, you know, and it can certainly make your life miserable. And so how do you get oxygen back into those organs? Well, I mentioned the EBU and the ozonation that occurs, and it's oxygenated too at the same time. And you're taking out the spike proteins that are causing the inflammation. Obviously, that's critically important. And the ozone itself is also an anti-inflammatory, works incredibly well, you know, so it does all those wonderful things. And then eventually you need to deal with, let's say you've cleared the infection completely and you've cleared the spike proteins completely. You're no longer inflamed, but the tissue damage has already occurred. So how do you get oxygen into those organs that, because of the systemic inflammation that plagued them earlier, are now suffering from tissue damage, and they need massive amounts of oxygen to heal. The only thing, truly, there's only one technology that really works for this, and that's hyperbaric oxygen therapy, where you get into a chamber, you're put under pressure, and you're breathing pure oxygen inside that chamber. And when you're breathing any gas under pressure, when your body's under pressure, the gas will dissolve in all the fluids of your body. Your interstitial fluids, your plasma, your lymph, your aqueous, you know, solutions in your eyes, and your spinal fluid, and your brain, you know, fluids, and on and on and on, will get saturated with oxygen independent of blood flow. That's the critical thing. Even if that tissue has already been damaged and blood flow is now restricted, you know, it can be even severely restricted, the oxygen is going to get to every cell in that tissue just by the process of diffusion through cell membranes and the saturation that occurs as the oxygen is dissolved in all the fluids of your body, and you will resurrect that tissue. You will heal that tissue. This is especially important for people with neurological issues, the neuropathies, the numbness in the limbs and the tingling and the brain fog. And by the way, this is established medicine for people with concussive injuries for the same reason. When you have a concussion, your brain swells. Now the blood doesn't flow properly. So hyperbaric oxygen can heal that before it causes major brain damage. The hyperbaric oxygen therapy is critically important for anyone suffering from the neurological symptoms of long-haul COVID. Fortunately, hyperbaric chambers, they're not everywhere. They're not the easiest thing to find, but most cities have them someplace. So somewhere within a few miles of most people, unless I live way out in the country, there is hyperbaric chambers that are available. Unlike EBU, where we've never had to do more than 5 treatments, hyperbaric oxygen, you are now repairing and regenerating damaged tissue. It's not going to happen in 2 or 3 treatments. You may need 10, 20, 30, even 40 treatments, depending on how long you've had it, you know, the long haul, and how damaged the tissue has become. It works wonders. And it's the only thing that does when tissue has become ischemic, meaning it can't get the proper amount of oxygen that it needs to function and let alone heal. That's the third of the modalities. First is EBU. Second is ozone in without the filtration. A third of various IVs that I mentioned. There's all sorts of IVs that are particularly important for the metabolic health of the patient, getting those mitochondria to work again. If your mitochondria are unhappy, your body's suffering. You gotta get those mitochondria functioning again. And the fourth one is the hyperbaric oxygen therapy that I just mentioned. And the fifth one are stem cells. Now, stem cells, a lot of controversy over stem cells, but let me put the controversy to bed and let you know that we have FDA-approved research projects called an IND, Investigational New Drug. We're the principal investigators of these trials, where we'll put stem cells, just inject them in someone's vein, for people for whom nothing else is working, or, you know, they've climbed 80% up to the top of Everest, and there's only that last 20%. They can't quite get to the top. The stem cells will push them up there. If the FDA decides that these stem cells, you know, in the lab that we're working with, which is Viti Lab, I got to give them kudos, VITTI, the best stem cell science in the country, in my humble opinion. And I've worked with 6 of the largest ones and left them all and found Viti. Boy, am I happy I found them. Philip Viti, the chief science officer, is simply a genius in this stuff. And his cells work better than anything we've ever seen for all sorts of different conditions. But again, we have an approved FDA IND, which is Investigational New Drug Study, and IRB, Investigational Review Board, to use these cells specifically on COVID patients. Those are the 5 modalities, and they work. Let me tell you, they work. And we're giving the body what it needs so that God can do the healing. And that's what happens.
Wow. Was this an awesome series of 2 or what? If you missed the first one out of this series of 2, this is the second one. Go back, listen to the first one. You missed almost everything about the EBU treatment, and trust me, you want to hear about it. Also, as I told you in the podcast, we have been blessed by Dr. Milgram and his partner's clinic. They sent us a list that they had received that has all of the clinics all across the United States. You can go to our website, SinkOrSwimPod.com. That is SinkOrSwimPod, as in podcast, SinkOrSwimPod.com. Go under the references. You will find the list there. You can download it if you want to, or you can look through it on our website. We have been blessed here by Dr. Asher Milgram. I want to thank you for listening. I want to encourage you. Please follow. We're going to have more of these from other people from different points of view. So follow us, like the episodes, and please share. People from all around the world are listening to these podcasts. There are over 11 million people with long haulers, long COVID in just the United States. You can share this. You know someone. It can touch them also. Share the podcast. Invite other people to listen. Follow, like, and share. Thank you. Be blessed. It's a choice.